It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're going to tackle a topic that might make some of us cringe. Clumsiness. Whether it's tripping over your own feet, guilty, spilling your coffee, guilty, or dropping your phone for the umpteenth time. Looking at a cracked screen right now. We've all experienced those clumsy moments that leave us feeling embarrassed, frustrated, or even a little down on ourselves. But what if I told you that mindfulness could help you navigate these moments with more grace, ease, and even a sense of humor? Today, we'll explore how mindfulness can help you embrace clumsiness as a natural part of life and use it as an opportunity for growth and greater awareness. Clumsiness is often seen as a flaw or a sign of inattention. We might criticize ourselves for being too clumsy or worry that others see us as uncoordinated, but mindfulness offers a different perspective, one that views clumsiness not as a personal failing, but as a moment of learning and self-compassion. By bringing mindful awareness to these moments, we can begin to see them not as something to be ashamed of, but as an opportunity to reconnect with the present moment, our bodies, and our surroundings. One of the key aspects of mindfulness is non-judgment, observing our thoughts, feelings, and experiences without labeling them as good or bad. This approach is especially helpful when dealing with clumsiness. Instead of beating ourselves up for spilling the coffee or tripping over the curb, mindfulness invites us to pause, take a deep breath, and observe the situation with curiosity rather than judgment. What were we thinking or feeling just before the clumsy moment? Were we distracted, rushed, or lost in thought? By bringing awareness to these factors, we can learn to be more present and mindful in our actions, reducing the likelihood of future clumsy moments. But remembering that even if those future clumsy moments come, they're again a chance to return to the present moment. To better understand this concept, think of clumsiness as a gentle nudge from the universe, reminding us to slow down, pay attention, and reconnect. It's a present moment. When we're rushing, multitasking, or lost in thought, we're more likely to make mistakes or have accidents. Clumsiness can be seen as a signal that we're out of sync with the present moment and need to recalibrate. By approaching clumsiness with mindfulness, we can turn these moments into opportunities for growth, learning, and greater self-awareness. One of the most important things to remember when it comes to clumsiness is self-compassion. We're often our own harshest critics, especially when we feel we've made a silly or avoidable mistake. But mindfulness teaches us to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding that we would offer to a friend. When you have a clumsy moment, instead of criticizing yourself, try offering yourself a few kind words like, "It's okay, these things happen," or "I'm doing my best." This practice of self-compassion not only helps you feel better in the moment, but also creates a more positive and supportive mindset for the future. To illustrate the power of mindfulness in dealing with clumsiness, I want to share a story called The Monk and the Vase. There was once a monk who lived in a small monastery. One day, while cleaning the temple, the monk accidentally knocked over a beautiful ancient vase. The vase shattered into 100 pieces, and the monk was filled with regret and self-blame. He thought to himself, "How could I be so clumsy? This vase was priceless, and now it's ruined." The monk's teacher, noticing his distress, approached him and asked what was wrong. The monk explained what had happened, expecting to be reprimanded, but the teacher simply smiled and said, "The vase was already broken." Confused, the monk asked, "What do you mean, master?" The teacher replied, "Everything in this world is impermanent. The vase, like all things, was destined to break eventually. What matters is not the breaking of the vase, but how you respond to it. Will you choose to dwell in regret, or will you accept what has happened and move forward with grace?" This story reminds us that clumsiness, like all experiences, is part of the impermanent nature of life. By embracing these moments with mindfulness and self-compassion, we can choose to respond with grace rather than regret, turning what could be a source of frustration into an opportunity for growth and acceptance. Now that we've explored the concept of clumsiness and mindfulness, let's talk about some practical techniques you can use to bring mindfulness to those clumsy moments in your life. Number one, practice mindful movement. One way to reduce clumsiness is to practice mindful movement in your daily activities. Whether you're walking, reaching for an object, or pouring a cup of tea, bring your full attention to the movement. Notice the sensations in your body, the pace of your actions, and the coordination required. By moving mindfully, you can develop greater awareness of your body and reduce the likelihood of clumsy moments. Number two, use clumsy moments as a mindfulness bell. When you have a clumsy moment, like spilling something or tripping, use it as a mindfulness bell, a reminder to return to the present moment. Instead of reacting with frustration, pause, take a deep breath, and bring your awareness to the situation. What were you thinking or feeling just before the clumsy moment? What can you learn from it? This practice helps you stay grounded and aware, even in challenging situations. Number three, cultivate self-compassion. When you experience a clumsy moment, practice self-compassion. Instead of criticizing yourself, offer yourself kindness and understanding. You might say to yourself, "It's okay to make mistakes," or "I'm human, and clumsiness is part of that." This practice helps you develop a more positive and supportive mindset, reducing the negative impact of clumsy moments. Number four, slow down and focus. Clumsiness often occurs when we're rushing or distracted. Practice slowing down and focusing on one task at a time. Whether you're cooking, cleaning, or working, try to bring your full attention to the task at hand. By slowing down and focusing, you can reduce the likelihood of accidents and increase your overall sense of presence and awareness. And number five, if this is something you really want to work on, set an intention for mindful awareness. Set a daily intention to bring mindfulness to your actions, especially during activities that require coordination or focus. You might frame this intention as a question, as I've recommended before. How many more ways can I continue to be mindful and present in my actions even more? This intention will guide your practice and help you stay connected to the present moment, reducing the likelihood of clumsy moments. Mindfulness teaches us that clumsiness is not a flaw, but an opportunity to reconnect with the present moment and cultivate greater awareness and self-compassion. By embracing these moments mindfully, we can turn clumsiness into a source of learning, growth, and ease. Well, that's it for today's episode. I do hope you found some valuable insights into how mindfulness can help you navigate clumsiness with greater grace and understanding. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice, or you need personalized guidance in bringing mindfulness to your daily life, I offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my new app, which is called It's Now Again. You can see that at jeremywest.net or in your app store, and you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey of mindful movement and self-compassion. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.